Good morning, friends. Once again, the Dutch Street Bakers bring you the transcribed Hymns That Live with Bill Hunt, who sings,
Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name.
You know, friends, Dutch Street bread is oven fresh and delicious right down to the last slice. Yes, your family will love its rich golden goodness. So why not try a loaf today? Remember, just one loaf will convince you that Dutch Street is the bread to eat. Now your friend with a big smile, as always, Bill Hunt.
And a big good morning, everybody. It's nice to see so many smiling faces. A good sign, and it means that all visit with the hymn this day is going to be really enjoyed every minute. We honor Mrs. Henry Van Noort of Zeeland very first thing today, and the hymn suggested by Mrs. Van Noort and dedicated to Mrs. Hattie Van der Poppen of Bentheim for a January birthday is good. Yes, friends, even though we know and have proven for ourselves, it's still mighty good practice to repeat over and over again this wondrous truth, my Heavenly Father watches over me.
I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over an object of His care. He guides the eagle through the pathless air, and surely He remembers me. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me.
We owe thanks to the Reverend Mr. Walford, an English blind preacher, for the beloved Sweet Hour of Prayer, which Gladys Hatfield of Allegan asked me to sing for Mr. and Mrs. Peter Whitcup. Names that take your gospel singer back to the summer of 47, when we enjoyed a well-planned hymn sing in the community where the Whitcups reside. And we hope to be going back there in many more of the places where we have previously visited for return engagement, if they'll put up with me in the days ahead.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare.
by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. This next verse, although originally intended back in 1845 to be included with the hymn by the composer, never was printed according to the information that I have. We thought this morning that you'd like to hear it. It's good, and I think I'll adopt and use the words again sometime. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joy I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desire for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there to wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. It's a service that I'm always honored to perform when asked to sing for the memory of a loved one. And this morning, Mrs. Libby Waite of Plainwell makes request for a message of hope and comfort on behalf of Mr. Waite. And that message is, safe in the arms of Jesus.
Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love all shaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Hark, 'tis the voice of angels, born in a song to me, fields of glory, over the Jasper Sea. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love all shaded, sweetly my soul shall rest.
Friends, you're listening to the beloved Hymns That Live, featuring the voice of Bill Hunt, and presented Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:15 for the bakers of Dutch Street Bread and their many fine products. And now here's Bill returning to sing Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Bill?
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all-sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, greater far than all my sin and shame, oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name.
That was one of my favorites and one of Mrs. Max Russell's too, Living in Fulton, and the preferred number of many more listening this morning, If the Truth Were Known. Mrs. Russell is sharing the hymn with Mr. Clark Rodenberger and Leatrice Kerrin. Other friends added are Evelyn Rambo of Kalamazoo and Mrs. Mary Barnes of Augusta. Now for the Gibbons family of Shelbyville and a birthday song, by the way, for Mrs. Gibbons, even though I realize we are a little late in singing the beloved evening prayer.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive, forgive the sin I have confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sin I do not see. Oh, guide me, love me, and my keeper be.
Now your family will love every delicious slice of Dutch Street bread. Yes, friends, Dutch Street in any one of its six varieties. Now whether you serve Dutch Street white, rye, or raisin, Dutch Street Irish, old-fashioned potato, or improved cracked wheat, well, you can be sure that your family will ask for more. Now, you know, my friends, Dutch Street bread is light, textured, and fresh. Why, it's wholesome and good right down to the last slice. And it's baked under the most sanitary conditions. And then it's cooled and wrapped in an atmosphere purified with the rays of full cathode lamps. So friends, why don't you try a loaf today? Whether you serve Dutch Street white, rye, raisin, Irish, old-fashioned potato, or the wonderful improved cracked wheat bread, well, your friends will really say that it's really delicious. So try a loaf today. Remember, just one loaf will convince you that Dutch Street is the bread to eat. You know, Bill was talking to me a few moments ago about the mail.
That's right.
I think the folks ought to send their cards and letters in early, don't you?
I believe they should, because we're still just a wee bit behind you, and we should get them in early in order to take care of these various requests.
Surely, if you have a birthday or anniversary, why, get it in plenty of time, we'll say about 2 weeks ahead, and send it to Bill Hunt in care of WKZO, Kalamazoo, 99, Michigan. All right, Bill?
If I can aid one in distress, and if I can make a burden less, if I can spread more happiness, Lord, show me how. Your attendance with us on Hymn Time this Wednesday morning was really appreciated. Your letters and cards, too, you've been very generous with them lately, and many thanks. It's a real joy reading them and then singing the favorite hymns you've named. Plan to be with us again soon and invite a friend to join us, and that's the way of it all. Hymns That Live Family grows. Now our theme this morning is dedicated to Mrs. Ollie McNally of Vicksburg and her daughter Pauline Spafford in response to a recent request. Remember that smile now for every day and
take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go.
Friends, join us again on Friday morning at 9:15 for the beloved Hymns That Live with Bill Hunt, brought to you by the makers of Dutch Street Bread. Your announcer, Hugh Harper. This program was produced and transcribed in the studios of the Fetzer Broadcasting Company.
Hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Thank you.